just a direction to staff, not a motion.
Well, we do need a motion to rescind.
Yeah, we do rescind this, yeah, because we already.
Ah, okay.
You're recording.
All right, we're recording back in open session.
So I make a motion to rescind the order in 21-146. The consent agreement, sorry, in 21-146, against Dr. John Opplinger. And should we direct board staff in the motion or after the back? Just rescind this first.
I think you can just direct this to.
Okay, now direct board staff to rework the consent agreement. Yeah.
There's a motion to rescind, and we are waiting on a.
Second.
There we go. Okay, since this is, roll call.
Ms. Prager?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. Jane?
Aye.
Mr. Lohi?
Aye.
Ms. Sullivan?
Aye.
And Dr. Eisenhow, the motion carries.
All right, so that is rescinded. And staff directed to seek a new approach, come back to us next month. Next up is number six, regards to any Coy DBM board may review, discuss, take action on compliance with board order, may take action on continuing education plan submitted.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, since I did draft the staff memo regarding Dr. Coy's case, she did submit an email that explains, or attempts to explain why she was late in submitting her CE plan. That was about yesterday.
Yeah, that was my problem with this one, was there was just no explanation. It's so out of it going on.
I didn't hear anything wrong with the courses that she submitted. I think, in fact, one of them was 10 hours and she only needed 3. So.
Do we need to approve these today? That, even though she's late, we would decide whether to approve them or not?
Yes.
So I think they come.
You probably want to approve them, and then if you want to do something over there.
Because we're just late on the submission, or are we late on the actual probation?
The submission of the, she's late on the submission of the CE.
Because we have to submit within 90 days, we're sort of on that portion or something, right?
60 days.
Or 60 days.
60 days from the date of, yeah.
But the probation is still inactive, or is still active.
Yes, she's in probation.
Okay, so it's just the submission.
So I would actually make a motion that we approve these two courses for requirements.
I'll second.
Motion for a second to approve the CE plan. Any further discussion?
With my second, I would just say again, as our agenda reminder, to say don't do that again on the actual.
Well, I was going to say, they're going to be approving another extension,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Your sharpiness has been noted.
Yeah.
The final extension?
Yeah.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
The motion passes. And 2014, regards to Virginia Kern DVM Board may review, discuss, take action on compliance with the consent agreement. And
and I don't know, in looking at this, I don't know what our options really are. I don't think we can tell if she can't be there, right? I mean, we haven't caught her actually practicing. We just caught her at the practice, right?
She was assisting with surgery. What she can do as a technician.
But it's interesting in her response. Nowhere does she say, I'm not practicing veterinary medicine on publicly owned animals. She deals with the fact that she's doing it on her own animals, practice owner, she's doing this other stuff, but in her statement, she does not come out and actually say, I am not practicing veterinary medicine. In compliance with the order, I'm not practicing veterinary medicine on publicly owned pets. And I would like to see that in writing from her.
Yeah, because in the, that's an email, I'm guessing, or is that a letter?
Well, it's a letter that was emailed.
Okay. I'm going to say the picture. I just sent some defiance.
Is it worth going back to her and just saying, reiterating that she's not allowed to be practicing and that at any point in time the board could open up or launch an investigation into whether or not we believe she's practicing? Because, I mean, you could tell, like, medical records have to be linked to a doctor. Invoices would have to be linked to a doctor. I don't think any other doctor would want to take on somebody else's work. This other actor, Yominski, I don't think that he's going to want to take on hers.
Well, we're getting into some positions. If I could point out as well, her letter does not state that she's even doing technician work.
But yeah, just says she's consulting on, like, machines and that kind of stuff.
So why?
So it's like, why is she scrubbing the surgery?
Did she say that?
Yeah.
It's Don Zahr doing that.
And she was actually scrubbed in on surgery, assisting, or she was, yeah. See, so it's like, okay, what are you doing in the hospital? Are you doing the work of a technician? I mean, yeah, I think that clarification is important, because if I walk in there and see her scrubbed into surgery personally, she's a doctor that's unlicensed doing surgery. I mean, that's a very fine line she's walking right there that she probably does not want to be walking.
She's under a microscope. I'm just kind of baffled. I don't. Got to be tired of this at this point, but I feel like.
But I mean, yeah. I mean, she's able to do stuff as a technician, but I mean, she needs to understand she's playing with fire. Because if it's very easy to cross over to the doctor.
Yeah.
You make
technicians do it all the time. And if she does that, that's gonna be bad.
Well, is there anything for her or the other doctor that's in there? He's not really on him. Like,
yeah. Does that doctor understand what's going on here? I mean,
well, that doctor's a premise license holder.
Yeah. Can we ask that doctor submits something saying I understand what's happening here, like we do in other cases?
He's not going to want to get in trouble for her.
Yeah, because his license is potentially at risk. Right. If he's allowing her to actually practice, that's just like him allowing a technician to practice unlicensed. We're coming after him, so I think he needs to understand the dire consequences here, too.
So I just want to check with Mark. So, Mark, could we ask the responsible veterinarian of Dr. Kern's premises to submit a letter stating that she understands what Dr. Kern's concerns are?
Yeah, you have a lot of options. I mean, again, she's not under any board order, so if she chooses not to, it's probably, she can, and there's not much that we can do other than go out and do another inspection and see what we see. You can invite her in to talk to you, to express your concerns.
I think that would be good. I mean, we're allowing someone who's had issues to scrub into surgery.
Yeah.
That's very concerning for me. That's pretty close to crossing a line if it wasn't crossed already.
Don't we have it in writing in an order that she's not supposed to be practicing veterinary medicine, but she and that her license, she will allow her license to expire next year?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, yeah. Is Dave's, not to put him on the spot, are you still her attorney for Dr. Kern?
Not really.
Yeah, let's request that the premise holder come in and talk to us so we can express that. That's better than just a letter. And if they don't want to come in, then we go from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's a good idea to
just the premise holder.
Yeah. Okay. So they understand what's going on.
Okay.
And
I still think we need to respond back to her with the requirement, like reminding her of the requirements of her premise or her board order.
Yeah, I mean, just
and
recently.
She cannot be practicing veterinary medicine. If we find out she won't like the yoga. I don't know.
Yeah, we had to deal with the horseback. Same kind of thing. It's like we're trying to let you bow out gracefully. And if you don't want to, if you're going to push us, we'll revoke it. And now you're going to have that stain on your life. And we've done it before, unfortunately. But we're going to try and let these people bow out gracefully. Like, you're a professional, you're a colleague. We're trying to do what's right by us ethically, and so we can sleep at night. But if you keep pushing the line, I'll sleep nicely with open your eyes. So it's like, don't mess with us. We're trying to be nice here. Don't make us.
You revoke her license and the fire
stuff. No. But that becomes more of a felony.
Going down with the fire, that's for sure. Okay.
That's a quiz fact.
All right, we'll do those two things.
Sorry. Hopefully that's easy.
No worries.
All right, so we're done with that? Do you have anything to vote on?
Yeah, there's a direction.
Group staff, I know what you do. All right, number two, section five, board meeting review.
Can we go ahead though, would anyone mind, can we vote on the investigative committee members? Did you want us to do that today, or are you gonna wait?
Please do it today.
Okay. Since it's number one, and then we can continue on down the line. If you want me to.
Can I just make a quick comment on that, is that for the PM, you guys did just appoint Dr. Dow, Stephen Dow. I believe he's large and small animal to the admin committee, so we are filling up the role of another DDM or veterinarian on the admin committee as well.
Just kidding, I don't want to leave this now, I don't know.
Well, just kidding, yeah. Two things. Would you have told us that? It says, well, we just put another dog guy on the afternoon. Would you have said that?
But you guys had commented earlier.
I know.
Getting a large animal vet.
Yeah.
So
they wouldn't be split up, they'd both be on the same one. But would that work since they're AM and PM, where could cases be directed to that one versus directed to the other?
They're PM and PM.
They're both PM.
Well, and
no, what he's saying, the cases could be directed.
I think they tried that anyway, don't they?
Yeah, I tried to do that as far as.
Yeah, so it wouldn't matter.
That's true. But remember, we don't have that many.
We're not overwhelming the large animals.
There's way more small animal cases that are going through, so having two people.
Okay, but if you listen to Dr. Byrne talking about any of the companion cases versus listening to the recording of these two equine cases we listened to this week, big difference. I'm sorry, your compadres, your small animal colleagues on the investigative committee, we're kind of clueless on a lot of things. Goliath?
I
totally clueless.
Yeah, but they're a clearinghouse too. I mean, they're kind of homeless stuff, but they make recommendations, but there's no legally binding stuff.
So let's just
talk about the two itself, because I think we're getting into too much.
Okay, my second point I was going to make was Dr. McCormick has been waiting a while and has kept his application in.
Okay, well that helps. Look, I thought they were.
I liked them both.
I liked them both
exactly.
Too.
That's the thing.
Hearing that, Dr. Brady, she seemed lovely too. I was kind of hoping that, our decision would have been easier somehow. Because before Tracy had mentioned that, of course, we're always, interested in having the equine people on. So I guess, but when you tell me that he's been waiting longer, I feel like then that makes, for me, maybe that makes me more inclined to, support Dr. McCormick first, and then, hoping, of course, not hoping somebody's planning to leave the committee soon, but assuming, it will happen sooner or later, then.
It could happen.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, initially, like I said, I thought the large animal was on this opposite one, and like I said, we do have large animal cases, but we're not getting inundated with large animal cases, and I mean, we have enough to cover our large animal portion. Now, that doesn't mean that a large animal vet can't contribute to small animal cases, but I mean, after the interviews and going through both, I'm kind of leaning more towards Dr. Brady. I mean, just looking at the application, the way it was filled out, the information that was submitted, there was more there. To be honest, I mean, just talking to her, when you asked, okay, well, tell us about yourself, it was more concise. So, I mean,
it's hard.
I mean, it is, because they're both great candidates, they're both work really well, but
Is, are horses considered livestock?
Yes.
Yes, I think.
And is the veterinary practice related to livestock? Are the standards different than small animal?
Yes. Well, it's they're
Some of the rules are different. You don't have to weigh each one individually, but you do have to make an estimate.
Yeah.
Right? You have to look and say, oh, that one weighs 500 pounds.
Yeah, so yeah, so the livestock stuff is a little, I don't want to use the word lax.
It's more property oriented.
But it's not as, it's not as, the records aren't as detailed required.
Well, it's more, you can't count, you can't do each.
Obviously, both candidates seem like the time commitment was fine.
Yeah.
It's always, you know, an issue wanting to make sure that they can attend, so I know it really comes. All fairness to both of them, I mean, what if we have them up there for 4 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like this little snippet, you know, your two-page.
Well, and we invite them in.
So.
I don't know whether we prepped them for inviting them in, right?
Well, I mean, I like the fact that, or I mean, I don't like, I mean, I understand the fact that Dr. McCormick has been submitted for a while, but that being said, if we're just going on who submitted first, then why are we even interviewing?
Right.
So, I mean, it's unfortunate, it sucks eventually where you're just like, sorry, keep kind of passing over. And that's nothing to say, like, say anything bad about him, because I did like him. And if I had a horse, he could work on my horse, I'd trust him there. But it's also, like I said, we're not in being inundated with large animal stuff. When we have a small large animal on the AIC that's there on the same IC, that can't be a deciding factor either, because now we're gonna have two large animal people on cases where they're mostly dealing with small animal stuff. So, I mean, like I said, I think Dr. McCord would be an asset. I think he'd be great, but just kind of, you know,
I think there's an
option. Can I add something?
You sure can.
Okay, Dr. Steven Dow spent the majority of a lot of prizes for doing small animal, companion animal. So I think that if we're weighing it off of two equine rides, I don't know if that's a fair assessment, honestly. I think that, you know, hearing Dr. McCormick and Dr. Reed talk, I think they're both going to be bring unique perspective for sure. But I don't think that being equine should knock him out. You know.
No, it shouldn't knock. No, I don't think it's going to knock him out there. But
the other piece on him is he's a boarded surgeon. So yes, it's obviously I would assume he boarded in large animal surgery, but there is crossover surgeons and surgery, you know, like that mindset. Like I have a large animal surgeon that works at the shelter, and there's also a small animal surgeon. So surgery-wise, as an expertise, he would have a skill set we don't have, not just a large animal.
I know there's really there's no bad medical. Honestly, it's a very difficult decision in that regard.
So you flip a coin, or you have to make a motion.
I make a motion that we go with just Dr. Justin McCormick and inform Irene that we would keep her on the list for additional opportunities as they arise.
And then we really, really, really liked her.
Pardon?
She was great.
What, Ms. Craig?
And then we really, really liked her.
Yes.
She
needs to hang in there.
She was very well rounded and well spoken,
I think she'll be a great interviewer and questioner. Yeah. No one will take a front from her.
How long is Dr. Bird's term? Like, is he planning on staying on the board?
He was just recently like appointed, I feel like.
Yeah, so I think he got renewed for a second term recently.
Yeah, I was like, because wasn't he with me? I know he went to the committee with the hearing with me, but was first or
no, he's been here for a couple years because we went to DC together.
Yeah.
And that was 3 years ago. So he's been here for a couple of years. So he's in his second term now. So he's got another probably 3 years.
Yeah.
I think.
It's on the website.
How the math in my
life. I just want to make sure that we don't have a gap here on large animals. It is kind of hard some of these cases that are large animal if you don't have any expertise here, then that might be an opportunity for Dr. McCormick, but if he's not close to
that, then. Well, I think I should be more concerned about the fact that I've only got like 4 more months here. 5 and 6.
Yeah, but it doesn't really ever end. I don't know what
you're talking about. Concerned or grateful?
Well, I did the investigating.
Oh, but there's really no end.
I did the committee and then I came to the board, so that's not to also say that if one of them wasn't on the committee, then they can.
Except neither is a bad choice at all.
We got a motion.
I'll second.
I'll second.
We got a second. Motion for a second to go with Dr. McCormick and encourage
Dr. Brady.
Dr. Brady to keep her application on file. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
And then ayes have it. We got Dr. McCormick on there. Is there anybody that's like a floater that can do either one if somebody else is absent, or is that even allowed?
Tracy can answer that question.
So Dr. Stoway is resigning, but he did tell me yesterday that he would be willing to sit in if we needed him, if anybody was absent.
Wait, is that the position we're filling?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was like, we have another one leaving? I was like, it's all.
if only it was Eddie. Okay.
And for a floater, it'd be honestly easier for someone with experience than a new person to come in and just kind of bounce around, because.
Oh, yeah.
I would highly encourage her to keep her application on file, because I didn't like her interview. She interviewed very well, and I like her.
I'll express that.
Her hobbies and stuff. We finished the furniture. But I mean, her previous volunteer stuff, she's very willing to get out there and do stuff.
Yes.
I liked to see that. So I hope that she does keep it on file, because I think she would be an asset to us.
All right, that was done. Mr. Stoll, unless you want to wait till the end to see Joe.
Should we do the one that he's waiting for?
Or Johnny Johnson.
Oh, you got to stick around.
What are you waiting on?
Landman, number 8 on the supplemental agenda, just monitoring. On the supplement to the agenda, number 8.
It's an ABC.
Okay, let's do that one. Board may review, discuss, and that is section 5 number 8. Board may review, discuss, take action on case 2213 in regards to one of the Landman DVM and the following matters. Status update on complaint. Possible unlicensed practitioner. Premises inspection results for Pets Fed Animal Hospital.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, may I suggest that the board may want to go into executive session for legal advice?
I make a motion to move to executive session to seek legal advice.
Second.
Motion for a second to go into executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. We'll go to executive session. Just a little bit for changeover. Oh.